Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Terry Copeland, CEO for Altair Nanotechnologies. The company trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is ALTI. Thanks for joining us today, Terry.
It's my pleasure, and if I can just make a quick correction, right now it's temporarily under ALTID because we did a reverse split the middle of November. That should go back to ALTI later this month.
Okay, great. So thanks for clarifying that. And so starting off, give us a brief history of Altair for some of our listeners here who are new to your story.
Sure. I'm not sure there is such a thing as a brief history of the company. We're actually closing in on 38 years of existence. The company started out in the mining and minerals arena. That's frankly why we're located, the headquarters is located in Reno, Nevada. We got some technology from BHP, North America's R&D group, around the year 2000. That was the basis for our manufacturing capability for nanometal oxides. And we then the company then brought a skilled battery person in, and that was the beginning of a nanolithium titanate that is the centerpiece of our unique battery technology. So we've been developing it since about that time. In the early part of this decade, it was one of a number of projects that were effective and ongoing at the company. And about 2.5 years ago, when I took over my current role, we did a strategic review and decided that we really needed to whittle down the various projects we had to one, and that was the battery focus. So it's really been the centerpiece of our focus for the last 2.5 years, but the basis for it is about 10 years old.
Well, great. And so bring us up to speed on the recent Energetica's deal with which will provide the 10 megawatt advanced battery system for frequency controls.
Sure, glad to. We've been putting together these battery systems. We developed the very first lithium-ion battery system for frequency regulation here in the U.S. It's actually been in commercial operation outside of Philadelphia through the AES Corporation for a year and a half now. It's the only one in commercial operation generating revenue on a daily basis. The market in the U.S. has been weak in a variety of areas, as most people recognize, over the last couple of years, and certainly the utility industry has been impacted as well. So we began looking around the world to see where the markets were better and where the payback was much greater. When you go down to Latin America, you'll find that the grid systems down there are, of course, much weaker than what we have here in the U.S., and that they're running on oil. They don't have the abundance of natural gas that we have here, nor do they have coal. So they're very costly to operate, and they require a significant portion of their capacity to be held for what's called frequency regulation. So it was really almost a no-brainer to go in there with our battery systems and show them the advantages that they would have and the savings that they could recognize by employing these. We've been talking with them for quite a while. They, like in the U.S., have regulatory issues. They're a little bit easier down there because it's a small country, but we had to get through a number of steps initially. And the announcement earlier this week that we received from their board of directors, the go-ahead to finalize the contractual relationship, and that's what we're in the process of doing now. It'll be a 10-megawatt project. This is going to be basically a ground-up project. We're putting in the system completely for them. One of the things we've learned in the last couple of years is that utilities don't really want a battery, they want a solution. So we've had to learn a lot and put together the entire plant facility and begin quoting those to people. So this one going is the first one down in Latin America for this operation. We think it's going to be a real showcase down there, and we're very anxious to get going with it.
Well, that's great. And so talk to us a little bit more about some of the trends right now in your sector and how well positioned the company is with some of your platforms to capitalize on them.
Well, we, you know, as I said, 2 years ago, we did this strategic review and decided to focus on batteries. And more specifically, we really decided we were going to look at two markets. Of course, the consumer automotive is kind of the holy grail of batteries, but we made the decision at that point in time not to go after consumer automotive directly, but rather focus on mass transit and the utility sector, because we felt that the unique capabilities that our lithium titanate system offers are really direct hits on those targets. So that's been our focus. This year, we've started to break out a little bit. We've had a nice announcement with a company called Proterra, who has designed and built an electric bus from the ground up. It's really a beautiful bus, and it operates very well. They've sold several of them now, and they're starting to get some traction. They've sold three to Foothill Transit in L.A., and they've got one or more going to San Antonio, one going into Washington. They've had one running in Columbia, South Carolina for a couple of years now. And it's designed around our battery and our unique capabilities, particularly the safety that we offer and the very long life and high charge and discharge capabilities. They can actually recharge that bus completely in 10 minutes. So it's a unique offering that they have, and we think they're going to grow very well, and we'll be right alongside them. On the utility side, you know, that it's been a bit more of a rough road. Electricity generation in the U.S. actually went down over the last couple of years with the tremendously difficult recession that we've gone through. So there's excess capacity. We, in the same time frame, have discovered an awful lot of natural gas. So natural gas prices dropped from the $13 range down to $3.50 to $4.50 range. And conventional methods for frequency regulation are through gas turbines in the U.S., and so their fuel is cheap. They've got extra capacity. So it just makes it that much more of a hurdle to get over for to invest new capital. And I think utilities are not prone to invest in new technology rapidly to begin with. So when you couple that with the economy, it's been kind of a slow go. That's, again, why we've looked throughout the world to find where there were markets that were much more active. I think the U.S. will come along before too very long, but it's going to be slow, and we think our first sales are going to be outside the U.S. But we're still working very hard in the U.S. as well. The AES Corporation is kind of leading the pack in utilities, and we're talking to them on a regular basis, and we'll also try to bring others along with them.
Certainly, and so what else would you say makes Altair unique from some of the players and competitors in the sector?
Well, we are different. We're number one. We're a lot smaller than some of these other competitors. You know, you look at A123. They had a wonderful IPO last year, generated a lot of cash. They were going after the automobile sector. Some of the other companies that actually got some of the government funding were all dedicated towards the automotive sector, and because we had made the conscious decision not to go after that, we weren't really eligible for that money. So there's an awful lot of capacity that's being built in the U.S. right now. None of that will be our captive capacity. We continue to have ourselves built for us. We make our own lithium titanate in Reno right now in our facility, and we have cells contract manufactured for us in Asia. We think we will likely continue that model for a while until the market in the U.S. shakes out and is a bit more solid. I think we're going to find that the automotive market may not be developing quite as quickly as some people had hoped, and in fact, as a result of that, I think you'll see some of these other battery manufacturers starting to focus a little bit more strongly into the very markets that we're in.
Great, and perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Terry, and talk a little bit about the management team there for some of our listeners that are new to your story.
Sure, happy to. I am a PhD chemical engineer and began my career with the DuPont Company in the R&D world, developing membranes for electrochemical cells, and worked for DuPont for about 14 years and went to Duracell. I was head of Duracell's engineering organization, plant manager at a couple of the different plants in the U.S., as well as director of product development for them up in their R&D facility in Needham, Massachusetts. Then I did some work in the fuel cell arena, actually in hydrogen storage for fuel cells. Then came to Alfred Nino about 3 years ago. So I've been involved in the electrochemical area. I won't say batteries specifically, but electrochemical systems for the vast majority of my career, and certainly with batteries since probably 1992. Our management team is very strong. Our chief technology officer, Bruce Sabacki, has been with the company longer than anybody, and actually predated some of the nanometal oxide manufacturing capabilities that we have. So he's been with the company since the mid-90s, expert in materials. Our vice president of engineering operations has a tremendous background in manufacturing and engineering. Actually worked with me at Duracell for several years. That's how I knew him. And he came on board shortly after I got this role. And has been just a tremendous addition. Our sales and marketing VP came out of the industrial area. He was with Cummins, and so he knows that side of the business quite well. And our CFO has been with several companies, including Pac Bell, very successful career, and he's brought a tremendous amount to us on the financial side. So we've got a pretty strong team. Even our HR manager has tremendous business experience. He ran a $125 million business for Raytheon at one time. So we've got a very strong and seasoned team, and we're looking forward to 2011 because I think it's going to be a really good year for us.
Certainly. And speaking of which, what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, I think first and foremost, in September of this year, 2010, we announced the sale of 51% of the company to a Hong Kong investment group called Canon Investment Holdings. They have a wholly owned subsidiary called Yintong Energy on the mainland in China, and they're very interested in our lithium titanate technology. So we will be working with them. They will support our efforts in moving into the Chinese market. They also have some very interesting technology that we may be able to offer over here stateside. So it could expand our capabilities significantly. But there'll be a lot of effort going on. We're gonna take a very hard look at building a significant plant in China for the manufacture of LTO. Lithium titanate to reach the Chinese market. I think if you're really going to make a significant impact in that market, you really have to have some local manufacturing capability, and that we're taking a very hard look at that. That will be a significant focus to expand our capacity, not only there, but it's likely we'll be expanding here in the U.S. too.
Well, great, and. So when it comes to investors and the financial community, Terry, do you believe that the Altera Nanotech story, your message, and ultimately the company's full upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
That's a tough one to answer. I think you're probably better off asking the folks in the financial community. We've certainly done our best to try to tell the story, and are happy to answer questions as they arise. It's been a tough economy for the last couple of years, and we've suffered right along with the rest of them in terms of sales. We're just now starting to make some noise, and we need to continue that momentum in 2011, 2012. I think then we'll be able to show that we can deliver. It's 2009, 2010 have been tough, and frankly, 2010 was slower than we had expected 12 months ago. But we now have ENA pretty close to fruition. We're working with Hawaii as well on a wind energy integration project there. We're talking to some others about other opportunities. We're looking at expanding the market slightly, somewhat in what we call an industrial arena, which could encompass things like fork trucks and cranes and even traction vehicles. So we're cautiously optimistic, as I always say. You know, you can never tell what the future is going to bring, but I think we're positioned well. We're starting to show proof. I think the sale to Ine will be the first battery sold to somebody other than the AES Corporation. AES has led the way, and thank goodness for them, but we have to expand that, and I think we're beginning to do that.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today is Terry Copeland, CEO of Altair Nanotechnologies. The company trades on NASDAQ, as mentioned at the top. Ticker symbol for now is ALTID. Is currently trading at $261 a share. The market cap is north of $70 million. And so before we conclude, Terry, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider Altair Nanotechnologies as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Well, I think that the markets that we're focusing on are becoming more and more visible to the rest of the battery world, which will help accelerate them. I think they really are poised for growth. There's been an awful lot of work done up to this point in time from a variety of companies to help develop that, and I think we're right at the starting gate, ready to run. It's always tough when you have a startup technology that's going into what essentially are startup markets, and you have to time it very carefully. But I think we're right about at that point right now, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today, Terry, and update our investors on Altair.
Okay, if I can make one more quick comment to correct something. I think you said we're trading at 265. I don't believe that's correct. I believe we closed today at 222.
Okay, well, thanks for the amended stock price.
My pleasure.
I had it from earlier this morning, and thanks again, and I look forward to getting an update.
Okay, very good. Thank you.